had a very successful march where more than 100 peace-loving Zimbabweans attended and others joined along the way as we were celebrating and expressing our love for Zimbabwe. Well, the police in Zimbabwe seems they are bent to disrupt any march that the people of Zimbabwe are going to be having. We notified the police. We were invited for a meeting with Joke, which was a very illegal meeting, but we attended. We attended because we are peace-loving Zimbabweans, and when the police tell us that we must attend a meeting, no matter how illegal it is, we attended that meeting. And as we were having our march, we were disrupted as we were about to lay our bouquet of red roses at the parliament of Zimbabwe.
How was your march disrupted?
Four leaders of the organizations that were partnering with the Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, we were severely beaten, not arrested, sustained some injuries, and received medical attention at Avenue Clinic and are continuing to receive this medical attention, even though for now no one is hospitalized. We are all discharged.
Are you going to take any action against this?
Yes, we have approached Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, the human rights lawyers, to approach the court on our behalf to challenge this illegal beating of demonstrators in Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe, the constitution allows Zimbabweans to demonstrate and petition the government and any other institutions as long as it is peaceful.